This is Tree, and how are you? I'm excited to be here once again. This is Tree, and I wanted to do a show tonight that I think everybody will appreciate. Okay, and what is it about? You know, we just had the New Year's, and next month in February is Valentine's Day, and that's a love holiday, right? I mean, who doesn't love a great Valentine, or to give a Valentine and to receive a Valentine, right? And I wanted to do a show tonight. I'll give this story to you. I have a client, and she's a special one. All people are special in their way, right? But she called me and she said, you know, she's got a crush on a guy, and she was in a really very not the best relationship, but really strange, challenging relationships will show us what we want more in the next relationship if that relationship doesn't work out, right? And so she met a guy, and she says he's just, you know, he had talked to her like she'd been talked to before, and he reciprocated, and he told her she was stunning and beautiful, and he really came on strong, and then he backed off a little bit, and they lived a few hours apart, and so anyway, I said, you got to give him time, because you're used to a long-distance relationship, he is not, right? So sometimes when you have a crush and the crush is not crushing on you, after he or she seems like they've been into you for a little while, it's hard. Or maybe they're not crushing on you at all. Well, long story short, she had not been a big communicator in her relationships, and that really hurts when you don't communicate, right? I know that from personal experience, and also being a relationship coach, seeing and talking to angels since the age of three. So, her guy here, he backed off a lot, and he's busy and has a business, and she's thinking it's another woman, and I go, no, it's not another woman, right? And, because, you know, most of us have a passion other than, that our entrepreneurs have passion. Or even people in their career, and he is involved in his business and super excited about it, right? And he wouldn't drive a few hours away to see someone just for kicks and giggles. And there was, and there still is a genuine interest there. So she calls me today, and she said, we're chatting on the phone, and, you know, she said, hey, I saw this person on Facebook. Social media can really hurt you. That's a side note there, and you guys know that. It can also help you. And she said, I go, hold up. I go, don't tell me you're jealous. And she goes, well, I saw this girl. She said they were talking about he went out with a group of friends, and they're getting back together now, coming together, getting ready to see each other. Now, I want you to know something. Jealousy has always been a part of her relationships, with her guy usually being super jealous about her. And anyway, so long story short, I said, you're choosing a guy with a lot of integrity, a passion for his dream about doing the special business that he's doing, and he's excited about it. And hey, when someone has passion about what they do for a living, then, you know, they're spending eight or 10 hours a day doing what they love and loving what they do. Okay. So she's telling me about this girl and making a comment, and, you know, and there's a group of them went out. I told her, listen, you got to remember something. He's going out with friends. I have a friend I went out with the other day, and my guy, Rob, knew about it. And he said, I told him, I'm here with XYZ, and he knows about it. But the guy that I'm with, he's my buddy. He's been my buddy for years, but we're not going to get together. I just, you know, that is something that I don't want to do with him. I feel like he's got better than me. So that's one part of the story. But he is my friend, and I will support him in anything that he does, because he and I have been friends for a really long time, and it's just not going to be. But I'm always his friend, and I told him that I am always your friend, and and he respected that, right? And he's dated girls, and he's just broke up with somebody not too long ago. So we were chatting about it, and asked me what I felt and saw, and blah blah blah. And so I was talking to my friend, who's also my client. I said, listen, I said, this woman that's texting him or not are making a comment on his Facebook page. I said, you have the same thing. I said, there are three guys now that are your friends that have a crush on you, and you do not have that same feeling with them. And I listed them out. And she goes, you're right. I said, so don't do that to him. Don't get jealous. Don't go stalking his page. You know, don't do anything like that, because you're going to get disappointed and you're going to get hurt. And he is not the type of person that will allow that. And, you know, I mean, she can do whatever she wants, right? But it's so not disgusting, it's not the right word, but it's so hard when you're trying to build a relationship and a friendship with someone, and they're assuming right off the bat that you're going to cheat on them. And they're not at the point where they have that kind of relationship where it's exclusive. Now, they're not dating anyone else. That's what they've told each other. And, you know, they're getting to know each other slowly. So, but he told her that she's the only one he's dating right now. And she told him the same thing, was real open about how she wanted to get to know him. And they had a great conversation. So about being transparent with someone about you, how you feel, and being cool about it is key. That's one of the things that I've gotten some angelic advice about that in my own relationship. Right. And so being transparent is key, you know, about your feelings. You don't have to be needy. You can also just be really cool about things and just say, hey, I want to get to know you because I feel like there's something wonderful here. And that's what she said. She goes, you don't get that every day. I know that, and so do you. And so do some of you guys who are listening to it now. So just remember that. And when you share with your girl, your guy, whoever it may be, just, you know, when you say, I have a, you know, angelic advice about that, and this is what the angelic advice she got, she was real honest and open with him and made a phone call, and he was ready to let it go. This is about a week or so ago. And now, you know, they're getting ready to see each other again. And his mind and his heart is open to having a relationship with her for now. You know what I mean? Long distance won't last forever. There's things that will come into play, I'm sure. But so that's one thing that she got, is being transparent. And I'm going to share that with you. Be transparent with your crush, somebody who you want to get to know, or you want to date, or you want to, sometimes you want to kiss and hug them, right? Him or her. And that's okay too. I remember the first night I went out with my guy, I go, you know what? And I've never said this to someone before. I really want you to kiss me. I'll never say, forget that. But that's being transparent, right? And and it's also honoring something my dad told me years ago when I first started dating. I was 16. And he said, always kissing. It's not wrong to kiss. He said, always kiss in the light and make sure there are people around. And the first time my sweetheart kissed me, we were actually in a bar. We met to have a drink and something to eat, and it was our first date. And it was in a cool, neat bar. It wasn't like the typical bar. It was something else. So it's not really important now. And so being transparent, meaning what you say and saying what you mean. And you can be transparent without being needy. Do not stalk your crush or even your relationship on Facebook or any social media. It is just so not nice. And it shows a lot of insecurity, I think. And, I very rarely post because I don't want to put anything in my life out there on Facebook. I do use Blog Talk, and iTunes has a lot of comments there too as well. And I need an Instagram, Angel Coaches Instagram, follows there. My name is Terry Abbott too as well. I do stuff on Instagram. I like it better than Facebook, although I do a little bit on Facebook, right? So that being said, those are a couple things right there, the angelic advice. Okay. So, you know, what she did when she felt him backing away is she just came. She says, I want to talk to you. And so she laid it out with him. She did not text. No texting, guys. You got to have a phone call. Texting is for exchanging information, not for putting your heart out there and your feelings out there. Okay. And she had a phone conversation once again, because they live for, you know, a few hours away from each other. And she talked to him, and this is something she got from her angels. And also she has a family member on the other side, because we all, when we, life is forever, and when we never die, but when we go to the other side in heaven, heavenland, I always call it heavenland because it seems like there's always a lot of joy and love on the other side. And I meet people over there, you know, because I'm a medium. And so anyway, her uncle had said, talk to him, be straight with him. And she said, I've never done that before, but I'm going to do it this time. And her angels, and they told me and told her, be transparent. Do not stalk on Facebook. Don't do that, you guys. It, you know, that's a message from angels, and that's from me as a coach, because I'm telling you, the angels told me that tonight. They told me that before, because when you stalk trying to get information to see if they're cheating or if they're seeing someone else, and that's like putting yourself looking at their life when they've not invited you to do that. Okay. And because, you know, people look at Facebooks and they comment on posts and all that. But if you're looking to see what's going on and to check and see if they're dating someone else, probably not the best thing, because if they've made a commitment to you, trust it. And, you know, until you don't, and then you can make a choice to stay or go. Right. And, but the cheating on somebody is a symptom, not the problem. Usually the problem is more deep rooted than that, just so you know. it's been my experience coaching, you know, couples and individuals. So, and also doing readings and too as well. So that's a few things right there. So I'm going to reiterate it in case you're just tuning in. Are you going to listen later? You know, the angelic advice here, first of all, is straight up, be honest, be transparent with your emotions and your feelings. Second, don't stalk them on Facebook or any social media. You know, you can go and look on at their posts and comment it, because like you would any of your other friends or family members, but don't see if a girl's hitting on your new guy or your crush, or don't see if they're making what kind of posts they're making, because it's just so trivial and so not cool. And, you know, and that right there is super, super important. And like I said, you know, never, when you want to talk to them, don't text them with all these comments. Pick up the phone and call. Texting should be only for information, not saying I love you for the first time or saying I want to see you again, and only you. You need to do that face-to-face, or if you have a situation like these two, you know, where you're on the phone because you can't, you know, they're a few hours away from each other. So anyway, so what happens, you know, who are the angels that work with you? Well, I'll share that with you. First of all, you have Archangel Shamuel, who is a soulmate angel. He puts soulmates together and strengthens their relationship. Okay, just so you know. And then you have Angus, who's Ascended Master. I think he's born in November, if I'm not mistaken. But I may be wrong about that. I'm not sure. But he helps twin flames and twin soulmates come together. You don't have to be, I'd like my twin flame. Why don't you ask for the best person for you? And make sure, this is another thing to do, list a few qualities, I would say more than, you know, mind, body, and spirit, what you're looking for physically, spiritually, and emotionally, or the feelings that you're looking to experience with that person. Okay, so if you've always experienced anger and harshness and verbal abuse or any kind of abuse, giving or receiving, then you say, okay, I want to have a nice, peaceful relationship, and then work on yourself, right? If you want someone that is 6 foot tall or 5 foot three, whatever, you know, guy or girl, then really put that down. You want someone that's round, curvy, or a little bit roundy. There's no bad or good choice. It's just what's right for you. If you want somebody athletic, you know, put that down. You want someone that meditates and is religious, maybe goes to Catholic church, maybe he's Jewish, whatever, maybe Muslim. I don't know. You know, then put that down too. Right? You know what I mean? And if you don't want somebody who's religious, because I prefer somebody just be spiritual, but that's important to me. If they want somebody who's spiritual, then hey, I'm a great catch for them. That's what my guy is. He's just spiritual. not just. So make that list out, and you can say Shemuel, Archangel Shemuel, and read about him. As I said, he brings soulmates together. I actually have a meditation that I created where you can ask him to help you. And it's only a two-minute meditation, just so you know. And so you can ask that from him, and I promise you he will help you, okay? I love the two-minute meditation, but it's not just so you can get Shemuel to help you. It's also to help you connect with the other side. And maybe have relatives over on the other side. Like my friend has her uncle helping her, you know, and my mom helps me. She passed away years ago from a massive heart attack. Such a sweet lady, our sweet soul. And, I make a joke, when they get on the other side, they have much more knowledge, because they have access to the most amazing library in the universe, and that's God. Okay, or the great I am, whatever you call God. And so those are a couple of things there, okay? So in the two-minute meditation is key. Writing your qualities that you're looking for in your guide, reading them every night before you go to bed. My client makes a joke. She says that, no, it's not really a joke. She tells her guy, the one that she's getting to know now, she tells him, I manifested you. And you know, she tells a story about how she wrote the qualities down. We were working together, and we still are. And that she did the meditation, and she had a dream about him before he arrived. And she knew he was coming around Christmas time. And you want to know something? He did. He came in, I think, on December 3rd. So, and they talked for a few weeks, from October 25th, I think, until they finally met in person, December 3rd. Yeah. And what I love about that is that they met through a mutual friend of theirs. Both of them had a mutual friend, and he introduced them. And isn't that cool? Dating websites work, or whatever you want to use, mutual friends, in the grocery store sometimes, right? But getting to know him like that was getting to know him from the inside out, and he got to know her from the inside out. You know, they saw pictures, but not too many, okay? They wanted to meet and see if there was a chemistry. And there is, there was, and there continues to be. And so just so you know that. And she's, as I said, she's a beautiful soul. I taught her Reiki pretty recently, and, her and a couple others. So Reiki, there's a way that you can use Reiki. It's a healing energy. Universal life force energy that I'm going to actually teach a class next month. So if you're interested in it, please hit me up with a text at 954-636-9401, because I can do it online. Okay. Do you understand? So, that's a powerful thing to do, because she started doing that, working with Reiki energy with him. He understood it. And so he's cool with it. And she's made her relationship grow, you know, using an amazing, wonderful energy, okay? And it's unobtrusive. So that's what I want to share with you. Also, let's see what else I was going to tell you. A couple things. So you've got that Shemuel, and, you know, your family members on the other side can help you too, typically. So I love that. And what else I was going to share with you? I think that's all for now. So write your qualities down, all right? And what if the guy or the girl doesn't ever crush on you back? Well, there's a reason, and you can ask for clarity. Usually what that means is that there is a better person or a better situation for you, okay? Or maybe that person is just not ready yet. But ask for clarity. No, let me clear this up. Don't ask for clarity. Don't do that. What I want you to do is thank the angels and God for clarity. That's probably better, okay? And, thank them for the clarity. Because when you ask and you continue to ask, it's like you don't believe you're getting it. But if you say thank you for the clarity, thank you for, and you can use that in anything that you do. Thank you for the raise before you get it. Thank you for the great job before you get it. I promise you, you're going to get it, because sometimes you believe it before you see it. That's the way spirituality works, doesn't it? So I hope that makes sense to you. Anyway, I see there's a couple questions here. So I'm going to, I'll take one question. That's what I'm going to do. Okay. So it's okay. Hi, this is Tree. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. I just want to talk about a sensitive subject really quick. My cock hurts.
Okay, well, he didn't want us to talk. That's okay. I don't know what he said, but probably wasn't nice. I was like replaying it in my head. So you have the what to do with the crush and everything like that, and like I said, asking for clarity is much better than or not asking, but thanking the universe, thanking the angels for that. That's much better than continually to ask, because when you say, will you help me, will you give me clarity, that means that you don't feel it, you're not seeing it, and you don't believe you have it. Okay. I hope that makes a difference for you guys, and see what else. I think that's it. So write it down. Okay. Write your message, write your list of qualities down. You can get my 2-minute meditation. It's asked me to send it to you. You can call me or text me. It's better for information, right? 954-636-9401. Or you can also, you can text me, you can ask me for the meditation. You can also make sure you are transparent. You ask and be honest with your partner, your potential partner. Tell him or her, tell them what you're feeling. You know what I mean? And if they're not, if they're not into you, then you find out right away, right? You don't have to worry about hearing it. And if they've got another situation going on where with work or whatever, or they need time, that's okay too. So, but be transparent when the time is right. Do not do it via text. If you see them is the best, but if it's a long distance thing, then talk to them on the phone. That's a message from the angels. And I told you about my friend, my client's situation. She's amazing. So I hope that helps you. The other thing is you can call me for a reading or a session. I'm actually going to do a yearly reading for the whole planet tomorrow night. That's my goal at 8:00. So we hear what's going on not only in the U.S. but other places and how it affects you and with your housing, with your career, with your money, with your relationships, and some things to look forward to. Remember, the glasses, I always read like the glass is half full, and we're going through a real shift change now. So that's a cool thing. This year is 2020, and it's time for a new beginning. And so on that note, I'm going to let you guys go in just a second or two, but remember, tomorrow night at 8:00, and as I said, I'm going to do a yearly reading for the whole planet, or the whole the U.S. and other countries. How about that? But as many as I can, and everything. I'm excited about it because it's a time of new change. Some of your investments are really going to grow, okay? Or if you're starting to invest, then I'll give you some things that I see and sense. And for my own, I have a portfolio, a financial portfolio. So, I follow my own advice, by the way, just so you know. You want the Archangel Shemuel. And I also have one for Angus, too. So if you want either one of those, please hit me up with a text, 954-636-9401. If you want to do a session with me or reading with me, then all you have to do is call me once again or text me, 954-636-9401. I would love to help you. I prefer, if we can, to do 45 minutes to an hour. But you can do what you want. It's all good. The hours are the best. Just so you know, because we go into a lot of detail, and I'll record them so you have them forever and ever and ever. And I hope everyone enjoys their long weekend, Happy New Year, and I look forward to talking with you really soon. Take care, everybody. Bye now.